G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 21 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And if you didn't already know, I've created a new closed Facebook group, Operator Edge Dash Selection. So if you're planning on attempting selection, it's probably a good group for you. So search it on Facebook and request to be added, and I'll add you in there. But on to today's episode, and today's episode is about injuries and selection, and I'll talk about also injuries and trying to get into the ADF as well. But I get this kind of question a lot as well, you know, what prior injuries? I had this specific question on my last Q&A for guys in my program, and it was what prior injuries, if any, make it difficult or impossible to be considered for special forces? And this really got me thinking, and I particularly get it from guys, just type of question from guys wanting to actually join the ADF. And I'll first, let me touch on injuries in regards to selection. There are certain injuries that will prevent you from attempting selection due to failing the Special Forces medical. Certain back or neck or knee injuries, for example. And the reason being is that these type of injuries, I mean significant injuries, will inhibit your ability to conduct parachute operations and or water operations, for example. All right? Or at least the military will think that it will hinder you. All right? You might have a specific physical condition, i.e. lung or ear issues, that will prevent you from completing the helicopter underwater emergency training module. Okay, now these injuries or conditions might not prevent you from joining an arms corps, joining the military, infantry, armored, artillery, or combat engineers, those being the arms corps, but they could prevent you from doing selection. Again, significant back, neck, or knee injuries, or even certain degrees of color blindness. Okay, so you might be able to get in the military, you might be able to get into one of the arms corps. Or, you know, even outside of the arms corps, one of the other job roles in the military, but you might not be able to pass a special forces medical exam, okay? So you'll really have to talk to Defence Force Recruiting about this if you haven't joined the military yet, or contact Selection Wing at the School of Special Operations, or speak with your local unit doctor if you're already in the military to confirm what conditions might hinder your chances of applying for selection. And really, and if you're already in the army, right, really consider what you need to tell the medical staff, okay? So if you're already in, you don't need to tell them everything and every single injury you've done unless it's on your actual medical record, okay? I know people have made that mistake in the past. One suggestion that I always see within certain Facebook groups and different military forums around for those that are yet to join the military is, you know, just don't tell them about previous injuries. All right, you either get that one or you either get, because the army or the military, when you join, you have to fill out the medical questionnaire and they'll want you to be as honest as possible. All right, so there's two trains of thoughts. Just don't tell them about previous injuries, or tell them, be totally honest and tell them everything. And I'm always asked my advice on this course of action as well. And honestly, it's really up to you, okay? I'm not really going to advise you to go either way. I'm not going to say that you should be completely, totally honest with DFI about every single injury you've ever had. All right, and I'm not going to say lie and conceal all your past injuries as well, as both courses of action could have negative consequences. If you're totally upfront with DFR about all of your injuries, particularly back, neck, knee, shoulder, ankle type injuries, then it could definitely hinder your application, or at least delay it, as you'll have to gather as much supporting documentation to really prove that you're physically good to go and to join the military. If you try to conceal certain past physical injuries or conditions and are somehow caught out, then obviously that will severely impact your chances of joining based on integrity issues, okay? So really, you'll have to make that decision for yourself. If you have certain previous injuries, i.e. you've had shoulder surgery or knee surgery or the like, and you admit this to Defence Force recruiting, just be prepared to initially be medically flagged and maybe even knocked back initially, right? And this does not mean your ADF career is over. If your application is flagged for medical reasons, the ADF will want you to provide reports from specialists and so forth regarding your injury. So get together as much supporting documentation from your doctors and specialists to support your application, right, and lodge that appeal. It may take some time to get your application through, right? So be prepared to wait and really jump through a lot of hoops. If your application is halted due to medical reasons, be aware you can and should, like I just mentioned, appeal this decision. Again, you'll have to go above and beyond to support your application and prove you're good to go to withstand the rigors of military service. I know many people, right, many dudes in my indefatigable program that went through a very long and drawn out application process to finally get around a medical appeal. They are now in the military. Okay, so be prepared for a long fight if you initially get rejected by the Army due to medical issues. Now, what this leads me into next is this. If you haven't joined the military and your ultimate plan is to attempt selection and you don't have any previous significant injuries, consider what you need to do, and what I would advise you to really do is consider what sport, if any, that you're currently participating in, particularly any kind of football or Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Maybe other combat sports, obviously, you know, MMA and the like. But why these two sports specifically? Well, purely because they have a high injury rate. Now, personally, I love BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right? I've been doing it for 20 years, and I really, really dislike telling people not to engage in it. However, if your ultimate goal is special forces and or special operations, and you're currently doing and actively engaging in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I would really consider if it's worth continuing at this stage, because there is a high chance of receiving a significant injury doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, ruptured ACL or meniscus damage, shoulder dislocations or other shoulder problems, etc., etc. And if that occurs, it's going to make getting in special forces that much harder, right? Even getting on selection, even getting in the military, it's going to make just getting into the Defence Force that much harder. Defence Force recruiting is very strict in who they allow into the military nowadays. Much, much stricter than when I went through in 1999, right? Last century, okay? They have so many people wanting to join now that they can just pick and choose, and they don't want to take the risk in employing someone who has had certain previous injuries. And I know if you've had an ACL reconstruction or you've had shoulder surgery, you're probably thinking that no problem, I'm fine now. And you probably are. You could definitely handle the rigors of military life, but they don't want to take the chance, all right? Even if they let you in, you might not be able to serve within an arms call, okay? Infantry, armored, artillery, or combat engineers. And obviously getting on selection will be much harder as well. Now, obviously everyone's situation is different. If, for example, you're a long way out from selection, i.e. 3+ years, and you're already engaging in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, then, you know, hearing this from me, you're probably going to say, fuck that, I'm not giving up BJJ now. And that's fine. Obviously, that's completely up to you. And the way, you know, if you weigh up the pros and cons and you decide it's for you and you want to keep doing it, no problem. Make that decision. Make the decision that is best for you. If, however, you're under, say, 2 years out from selection and you haven't even joined the military yet, my advice would be to really hold off on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu until you either get into the military or you get through selection and Rio. If you've been practicing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for many years and are fairly confident that you can control your ego in a role and effectively, you know, take it somewhat easy, then again, you might choose to take the risk, and that's fine. But consider this though, I've been doing BJJ for years, and just at the start of this year, I was rolling with another black belt, the instructor of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school where I train, and received a decent tweak to my medial ligament, which took around 6 months to finally heal and feel like it was back to 100%. All right. So, and also previously in the past, I have ruptured my ACL when I was a purple belt doing jiu-jitsu, pretty innocuous bridge and roll I was trying to pull off on another opponent, and boom, it just snapped. I've also had shoulder surgery from jiu-jitsu. I snapped a toe and had to have a pin inserted, all from jiu-jitsu. All right. So again, even if you've been doing jiu-jitsu for a long time, and you're comfortable with it, doesn't mean you can't hurt yourself. Okay, many people get injured and they've been doing it for a long time. Okay, so it's not just beginners. Obviously, beginners, you'll have probably a much greater chance of injuring yourself because you don't really understand the body mechanics and the different drills and techniques, and it's more likely you're going to go too hard, too early, and move in the wrong position and snap something. All right. So again, if you haven't joined the military and your ultimate goal is to attempt selection, and you don't have any previous significant injuries right now, I would take some time to consider any sport you're currently participating in, particularly football and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And if you have had some significant injuries, I definitely wouldn't be doing those sports. All right. But you don't want to be hit with an injury that may prevent you from attempting selection or even joining the military in the first place, right? But really, that is just my humble opinion, right? You might be totally against that, and you might want to do it anyway, and that's absolutely fine. Like I said, I've been doing jiu-jitsu for years. I hate telling people not to do it, but just consider your circumstances. Consider if it's really important for you to do it right now, and consider your ultimate goal. So that's it for today's podcast on injuries and selection. Hope you got a lot out of it. Like I said at the start, if you haven't already, come and join my selection Facebook group. Just search Operator Edge-Selection on Facebook. Request to be added, and I will chuck you in there. If you got any questions at all, make sure you reach out. You can send me a message on Facebook, or you can email me reese@operatoredge.com, or send me a message on Instagram too, reese_doubtit, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Hope you got a lot out of this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.